hearing you.
And it is time for the Poet's Corner on Lottie Bell's Classic Country. June Lohoff is on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, June.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing terrific. What'd you bring us today?
Well, this is going to be, it's called The Rancher's Thoughts at this time of year.
All right. We're ready when you are, June.
Okay, thanks. He stood upon the hillside astride his horse, surveying his domain. The moon had begun its morning descent. Talking to himself, he remarked, "I'm so glad they came." Thoughts of his ancestors who came before him, who proved upon this land, wondering if he had done them proud, hoping he'd done what they had planned. He scanned the coulees and the gullies where he could see some drifts of snow, looking west on toward the mountain's peaks where the rising sun had set them aglow. He watched an eagle and a hawk soar overhead. He heard their squawk and heard their squeal as they were hoping to find a rabbit or a mouse for their early morning meal. Those folks in the city crossed his mind. Most of them have nary a clue of the beauty of a flittering prairie chicken as it danced across the valley in the early morning dew. This early ride was to check the bulls as the elk had torn down the fence. In the distance, he could see the house light flicker. Guessed it was time to go in for breakfast. Summer fires had taken some of his timber, along with the grass in the upper east pasture. He knew the hay would not be aplenty, but thought it would do with what's left from last year. He was glad that the cows had been brought down from the mountains to the closeness of the winter and calving meadows. His mind went back to the good grass from the spring storms, along with the beauty of the colorful rainbows. When bringing the cows out of the lease land, he saw the scat of a cat as a skitterish black bear came into view. He had smiled and thought about how much they shared, as those wild critters like this country too. With the cost of hay and seed and feed and with grain prices going down, he was thankful that his wife could get a part-time job in town. With the calves that sold in the early fall, he could pay upon his note. So with the help from Mother Nature and some luck, he could keep the ranch afloat. With the crisp fall air and the countryside, it can put a man's worries aside. There's nothing better, he thought to himself, than an early morning ride. He knew he'd never be rich or wealthy by the standards of those who can, but hoped when his time comes to an end, he'd be remembered as an honest, hardworking man. He led his horse into the barn for some oats, and toward his house he did depart. He looked up to the sky and tipped his hat as he gave thanks with a grateful heart. Happy Thanksgiving, all.
Happy Thanksgiving. That was perfect for the holiday. Thanks, June.
Thank you.